You're listening to the Strong Towns Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Chuck Marone with Strong Towns. Welcome back to the Strong Towns Podcast. It is the end of Member Week. I came on this podcast 2 days ago. I recorded it, and then when some people shared it, I saw them sharing it with, oh, Chuck is sick, and Chuck... I don't even remember what I said. I was not doing well. Things actually went downhill quite a bit from there, too. I'm kind of back on my feet again. I'm kind of staggering into the finish line. This week has had me going from Minnesota to Santa Fe to Albuquerque to Salt Lake City, back to Minneapolis, then flew to Orlando, went to Lake County, Florida, and back to Orlando, then on to Austin, Texas, where I'm at right now. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot of a Buc-ee's in Austin, Texas. And if you don't know what a Buc-ee's is, go do a Google search. How do you spell Buc-ee's? I'm sitting here in the parking lot. It's like B-U-C. It's very it's very overly simple. Buc-ee's. His little like gopher head is everywhere here. It's not a gopher. I'm from Minnesota. We know what gophers are. I don't know what this thing is. Like a prairie dog or something. Very different than a gopher. Kind of ugly. Got a little red hat. I don't know. I'll share a picture of me here at Buc-ee's. If you do not know what Buc-ee's is, you are missing out on a grand experience. Take a Costco. Make it slightly more ornate, but in a Texas kind of way. You know, so like lots of big stars all over. And then take everything and like Texas it, like supersize the heck out of it. So, you know, you go to a gas station and it's got one like ice thing outside where you can get ice. Buc-ee's has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 13 ice containers outside. More ice containers than they will ever sell ice. That's how many they've got outside. You go to a normal gas station, there'll be like 8 pumps. A big one, you might have 12 pumps. I don't know, they have like 400 pumps here. I mean, I don't think it's quite that much, but it might be 60, it might be 80. I don't know, it is huge. And inside it's like a big box store. It's just massive. They kind of take pride in their bathrooms. The bathrooms are like bigger than, you know, if you went to a stadium and you were gonna use a bathroom there. The Buc-ee's bathroom is bigger and more ornate, like well clean. I swear they have like someone cleaning them all the time. That's their whole shtick. Whoa, wait a sec. I'm on one side of the store and I said there's 13 ice things. I just saw someone grab more ice out of the other side of the store where there's another like, I don't know, it looks like another 8 or 10 of them. Take everything in a normal gas station and just supersize it. So they have a deli, but not a deli. Like it's a deli where like I swear you can bring in your own fatted calf and they'll like saute it up for you right there, like cut it out and you can have a sandwich when you walk out the door or something. They've got fudge. Like I bake fudge at Christmas time. This is like the fudge castle. Like they just got every different kind. It's insane. I am a big pop drinker. I like my pop. If you go in here, it's like they have 800 different kinds of pop, and they even call it Coke down here. But we all know what we're talking about, right? They just got like a huge amount. This place is insane. It is, to me, Texas's contribution to America, right? I'm gonna give a talk here in a couple of hours to a bunch of Texans. And I often tell them the same thing. I will say, your state is California, just on a 30-year delay. California, the land of milk and honey, the land of opportunity. Texas, a hot, dry, needed really good air conditioning, really good modern amenities to get started. Got started about 30 years after California. The trajectory is like pretty much the same. When I go to California, I'm very disoriented. I think I've described that on this podcast before. Just how spread out and massive and supersized everything is. And how, you know, from a Strong Towns lens, just unproductive, ridiculously unproductive everything is. In Texas, they've just taken that to like a whole new level of delusion, right? Like in California, they'll have an 8-lane highway. In Texas, they're like, yeah, we can do that one better. We'll elevate it. I love these interchanges. It is as if money were no object. And clearly, like when it comes often to transportation, like money is no object or has been no object in Texas. We're starting to see a little bit of wake up, a little bit of pushback, but it's, I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to say we're seeing a growing groundswell. There's a lot of delusional road left to run here. Anyway, I am in Texas. I feel like my battery is, you know, you get those batteries that drain and then you can't recharge them, like they won't take a charge. That's kind of how I feel right now. I've been on the road a long time. I've really been on the road weeks and weeks with very few breaks. And I feel like that battery that won't take a charge. And tomorrow, which will be the last day of our member drive, that's the day you're going to get this and listen to it, hopefully, I will be heading home. And you will be, if you've not already, signing up to become a member of Strong Towns. I know I told you last time that I read every comment. I'm going to give you a little bit of insight on that. When you sign up to be a member of Strong Towns, it gives you an opportunity to leave a comment. And then you can pick whether you want the comment to be anonymous or not. And we use some of these, like we share them sometimes with people because people say beautiful things. But you know, even if you want it to be anonymous, I get them all. I read them all. They all come into a Slack channel. And I'm going to tell you a little inside on Strong Towns. The program that we use for processing credit cards and all that kind of thing is called Fundraise Up. Fundraise Up. And so, of course, when the comments come in, I have them synced so that they go to a channel in Slack, and I call the channel FU Comments. It's always funny because FU is short for Fundraise Up, right? That's what it's short for me in Slack. Whenever we have someone new who starts here and they see the FU Comments channel, they don't really know what to think, and then it's all these loving, very nice thing. Like here's a comment from Wesley B. He says, I've been a big fan for a while, excited to join the movement. We've got Terry H. He said, I'm executive director of a thing. And he says, Chuck is one of our most popular speakers in our speaker series. We had a laugh about that. I said to Norm, I said, he's one of our most popular Canadians on staff. He's our only Canadian on staff. Let me keep scrolling down here. Here's from Jeffrey B. I'm not reading last names because I've got permission to share this one. Jeffrey, thanks for all you do. I'm a public planner and excited to be part of the movement. Thank you, Jeffrey. That means a lot. Michael T. says, I was just elected to city council here. Gives the name of the city. I'm not going to share that one. I hope to work with and learn from Strong Towns to focus our city on housing affordability and pedestrian safety. Yes, we're all in. Here's one from Liam T. I was really inspired watching a video on minimum parking laws and effect it has on American society. Just recently getting back from serving overseas in Korea, I also saw it firsthand. I want to make a change. Thank you, Liam. That means so much. So much. Here's from Devin L. Thank you for all you do. You are the reason what we're doing here in rural Nebraska. Keep up the good work. If there's any way we can help, let us know. Thank you. I get these every day, and I'm telling you, it is a constant affirmation. It is really powerful. Here's from Lucas W. Huge fan of the Strong Towns work. Reading Chuck's Ponzi scheme piece about 3 years ago was a huge influence on my developing ideas about cities. I lived all over the U.S. as well as in France and Mexico, from a town of 500 to sprawly suburbs to cities. And then it gets cut off because there's only so much that comes into Slack. But I'll go back and read that whole thing later. I'm sharing these because I want you to know that I do read them all. Karen R. I recommend you and show your website to about one person a week at Town Hall and its committees. We're actually thinking of using the 101 course as a training tool for our community. Some people on our team have already put a big heart next to that one, and I will, bam, click the heart. I am going to heart that one as well. If you go today and sign up to become a member of Strong Towns, strongtowns.org, in the upper right, there's a button for membership, strongtowns.org/member. You write your note in here. I'm going to get your name and I'm going to get your comment. I'm going to get your note and I'm going to see it and I'm going to read it. And in fact, we're all going to read it. We all read them. If you say we can share it, we may use it in some way. If you say no, you don't want me to share it, that's cool too. I will read it and it will mean something to me. This movement is, we call it a movement because it is a groundswell. It is a bottom-up movement for change. But a movement is not a leader, a team, a group of people. A movement is literally thousands and thousands of people wanting something different. Wanting something different and wanting it to be different so badly that they are willing to talk to others about it, share ideas with other people, try to persuade other people to be part of that movement. They're willing to step up and make a contribution to keeping it going. They want to step up and be counted, be heard, be seen, be counted among the others within that movement. And that's where we're at right now. And that's what Member Week is all about. So I'm going to end. I'm going to go in and get my pop here at Bucky's and take a nice photo for all of you. We're going to end this Member Week with a thank you, deeply and sincerely, to all of you that have gone and signed up. A deep and sincere thank you to all of you who are out there sharing our message and doing what you can to grow this movement and spread this movement and help us really become that force for change. And I'm going to thank all of you that became members this week or are going to go and sign up right now or this weekend at some point to become a member of Strong Towns. It means so, so much. We have crossed the 5,000 threshold now and are on our way to bigger things. Become one of those 5,000, one of those people who in this calendar year have signed up to become a member, are a sponsor, are helping us, are helping our local conversations, are helping our people on the ground, are helping our content team, helping our production team, helping our people doing community action labs and crash studios and all kinds of crazy fun and powerful stuff yet to come. So thanks, everybody. Take care and keep doing what you can to build a strong town.
They know that America's one big pothole right now.
Bill, 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 Bill. That's the story.
Chuck Marone, this has been fascinating.
Who made the city?
I like you. I like your vision of the world.
The United Nations Earth Summit, Agenda 21. Yeah.